Well, a big thank you to the best listeners in radio. Everybody really enjoyed our interviews yesterday. We'll talk about that and more coming up on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Florida's Supreme Court has just begun hearing arguments on whether an abortion rights question should be included on the November ballot. Attorney Nathan Forrester, who represents the state, says the language is misleading.
It promises that after the amendment, quote, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion in either of two circumstances.
Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel, where he's met with leaders in a bid for a truce with Hamas to secure the release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners.
The hostages are foremost on our minds and in our hearts.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans to hold a test vote on a bipartisan border bill today after Republicans torpedoed the package. CBS's Nicole Killian's on Capitol Hill.
If it fails, he plans to split off those border provisions and move ahead with funding for Israel and Ukraine.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will keep his job thanks in part to Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher. Gallagher joined three other Republicans and all Democrats in voting against impeachment yesterday. Gallagher calls Mayorkas incompetent for his handling of the southern border, but he says it doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. A Republican bill aims to ban so-called loyalty oaths from Wisconsin state universities and technical colleges. The target is diversity, equity, and inclusion, but Democratic Representative Jody Emerson worries about unintended consequences.
Would this mean that we wouldn't be able to have any college Democrats, college Republican clubs, any sort of religious organization clubs?
The bill got a hearing yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Internet subsidies in Wisconsin are about to expire. This will affect more than 400,000 low-income households in the state who receive help with their internet bills each month. According to a release from the Federal Communications Commission, the Affordable Connectivity Program will stop accepting new enrollments today. The funding is expected to last through April of 2024 and will run out completely sometime in May if no other federal funding is allocated. Many households in Wood County rely on the ACP to pay for high-speed internet service they need for school, work, healthcare, and more. Raffle tickets are on sale now for the Power of the Purse with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. You can purchase them at the United Way office, $1 each or six for $5. The raffle will be held at the Bullseye Golf Club on March 12th. You do not need to be present to win. And that's what you need to know. I'm Alyssa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
More changes in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have hired a new linebackers coach. Anthony Campanile spent the last four seasons with the Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have named Joe Barry their new linebackers coach. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers in Ann Arbor to face the Michigan Wolverines. Then on Saturday, they're on the road against Rutgers. NBA, the Bucks losing in Phoenix, 114-106. Giannis led the game with 34 points, but the Bucks were shorthanded due to injuries. Strange situation. The NBA named Doc Rivers the head coach of the Eastern Conference team with the upcoming All-Star game, even though Adrian Griffin was the head coach when the team had the second best record in the conference. Doc Rivers suggesting he give the check and ring to Griffin.
Well, Adrian's going to get some money, that's for sure, and a ring. Other than me, maybe I'll send my staff.
Shaq had this to say on TNT.
Like he said, it's one of those quirky things. Accidental. I like his response.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some scattered light rain after midnight. Our low down to 38 tomorrow. Light rain, but mild. Our high tomorrow, right around 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Oh, does it feel good to hear that music? Welcome back, everybody. Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Welcome to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We got a lot lined up for you in this 9 o'clock hour.
We do.
We're talking a bunch of entertainment. We're talking Super Bowl. We're going to talk ads. We're going to talk a bunch of other stuff. And then a little bit later, I want to get into most inspirational women. We've got a list of the most inspirational women. We'll see where this ranks. Right. We'll talk a little local stuff and get into some good things here. But let's take a phone call real quick. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Well, I was going to call on this yesterday. I totally spaced it out. But I've been binge-watching ER. And now I'm finally getting to the point, or we're getting toward the end of the season. And with everything that happened last week with Carl Weathers,
yeah,
there was actually an episode that had Carl Weathers and Ted Bozeman on.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Oh, how about that?
Whoa, I didn't know he was ever on ER. Oh, yeah. Wow, that's awesome. Oh, that is really cool. Huh, interesting.
You know, yeah, it was just like, this was like really weird. You know, I looked at my girlfriend and I said, do you realize that that's Carl Weathers and that's young Ted Bozeman?
Wow.
And yeah, it was.
Wow. It's kind of a cool moment and also a little melancholy.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Mm. It's amazing, as a side note, to look at how many actors came off of ER. Like how many careers jumped off of that and everything. It's a good show. It was a good show. Mm-hmm. It was a good show. Does it hold up?
Yeah, so what's that?
Does the show still hold up for you? Is it still as good as when you first watched it, or?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do once we're done with the season.
Just go right to Chicago Hope. Just go right to Chicago Hope. I mean, yeah, they were competing with each other always good to talk to you, sir. You have a great day.
All right. You guys have a great week. Rest of the week.
Yeah, you too, right. Man. You too. Always best listeners of radio. Love hearing from you guys. That is interesting. Huh? I didn't even know he was on there.
Mm.
We appreciate the segue into entertainment. And, of course, the biggest entertainment act in the world is happening this Sunday. It is a Super Bowl. It is sports, but it is entertainment.
It is entertainment.
And as we look at that, a couple of interesting notes from the Super Bowl here. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy is easily the best value in the NFL. He was the 262nd final pick in the 2022 NFL draft. Mr. Irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
The last player picked out of all seven rounds of the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
He's still on his rookie contract, and he's got a salary of $850,000.
Okay.
To put that in perspective, there are 20 starting quarterbacks who made his salary before the first game of the season was even over. And 19 of them that are not in the Super Bowl this year.
Of course.
Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens made Brock's entire salary just 11 minutes into game one. Wow. Thanks to his $80 million salary. It took Patrick Mahomes 16 minutes to make $59.4 million this year. Daniel Jones of the Giants, very similar. All of this is very interesting. Another 8 QBs made Brock's salary in one of 10 games, including Jordan Love of the Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
Who is also still on a rookie contract.
That's true.
So just showing in comparison, because I believe Jordan Love and Brock Purdy are from the same class, maybe, or maybe a year apart. Either way,
right.
The difference of being drafted in the first round as a quarterback and being drafted in the last round as a quarterback.
Right.
And for those that don't know, and I don't expect most to, a lot of our listeners are not sports fans. Brock Purdy is leading the San Francisco 49ers to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He is one of the... Now, a lot of people have said he's a game manager. Not in that NFC Championship game.
No.
His legs got them to the Super Bowl.
Surprised a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. I think that if you're looking for, okay, I got to watch, if you're the person that has to watch the game and you don't really want to watch the game, if you're looking for storylines, this is one of the, how this story is not being covered more, I don't understand. Like, I know it's being covered.
Right.
But it should be like, to me, I feel like it should be the number one story about the Super Bowl. The last pick in the NFL draft, a guy who usually doesn't even make the squad, is starting in the Super Bowl and has a very good chance of being the Super Bowl MVP at the end of this if San Francisco wins.
Yeah.
That's incredible,
and
man.
And they're going up against one of the greats.
If
yeah.
I wrote that movie, Hollywood would laugh me out of the city. Like, I wouldn't. They wouldn't even let me in the studio.
No, man.
It's
too
no
implausible,
way.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. Here's another interesting one. DoorDash is doing something kind of interesting, and this will bring Melissa maybe back to the conversation.
Oh, do I get to pay attention
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
Jump back in.
Oh, good.
I don't know.
Sorry, I checked out there for a bit.
I don't blame you. I completely understand. I don't know if this is the biggest giveaway in the history of the Super Bowl ad promotions, but it's pretty big, and it's pretty hard to think that there's anything that's been bigger than this. DoorDash wants to give one lucky winner one of everything being advertised during the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Whoa.
That's incredible. I've never heard of anything like that before.
No.
They've already started a list of prizes, and it just keeps on growing. So far, it includes a BMW i5 M60 electric vehicle, a Kia EV9 SUV, and as yet to be announced, Volkswagen, a Clydesdale horse saddle, 1,000 Popeye wings, 80 drumstick ice cream cones, a 30-pound bucket of mayonnaise, 288 packages of peanut butter M&Ms, 60 bottles of Mountain Dew Baja Blast, a FanDuel kick of Destiny helmet, and to win, you have to crack the code. That's all you got to do. Crack the code.
Crack the code.
What you do is you crack the code in the actual DoorDash ad, then enter it at the website DoorDashAllTheAds.com. And again, only one person is going to win all of this.
One person. That's a lot of stuff.
In marketing, In marketing, one of the tougher things to do is, how do I sell A when people have been selling A for 100 years?
Right.
You know, how do I sell pizza? How do I sell burgers? How do I sell this? How do I sell that? And it hasn't changed. There are 100 apps out there, and there are plenty of food apps out there. Now, DoorDash is pretty much the number one, the main one. Grubhub is another big one, of course. Mm-hmm. But how do I compete in this industry? How do I Wow. The only catch to this is, how are you going to top it? Like,
right.
Like, I don't know what, you know, do you just keep doing this every year?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you stay in business then? Because DoorDash is pretty big. DoorDash has got some pretty good money.
Yeah.
This is incredible, man.
It's something
how
else.
How many cars was there?
I counted three just off the top of the list.
There's going to be more car commercials.
That many cars.
Like
I don't need them.
If you're the CEO of DoorDash and you're watching the Super Bowl, are you just like cringing, like as the fourth quarter gets around and you're just like begging, like, please, man, no more car commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
like all of a sudden an ad for Hawaii comes up.
Yeah.
Come on.
You get the entire state of Hawaii. Wait, what? Whoa, right, hey, cool.
That's got to be, I don't know if I've ever heard of a more impressive contest of like a prize.
That
for
is
a
an
contest.
Interesting. That is. That's very original, and it's very novel. It's wow.
I'm not
impressive.
I'm making it sound like I'm on the board or like I got stock in DoorDash here. No. I don't. I just think it's really impressive.
It doesn't matter who would have done it. It's just an interesting idea.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. And it's just as impressive when you think about how many people are advertising during the Super Bowl, considering you would think not only does it cost a lot, but we've seen this happen, and it's only happened a handful of times, but in a business that, okay, we're doing well, we're going to buy a Super Bowl ad, and this is either going to put us over the top or break us.
Or bury us, yeah.
Right.
And to that point, let's talk about ads real quick. A 30-second ad during the Super Bowl game is going to cost you $7 million. Which is probably why when I asked Sage about creating a Super Bowl ad, all I got was LOLs in the text.
A lot of them. Excessive amount. Yeah.
And then See Me Friday. Like, yeah. I was like, that's interesting. I wonder why I was answering that. That's basically the same as last year, and advertisers think it's worth it. The last year's game was watched by 115.1 million viewers, and that was without Taylor. That was without the Taylor effect.
Oh, yeah.
Can we start calling it the Taylor effect now?
I think we can.
Companies continue to tease and in some cases outright spoil their Super Bowl ads. We talked about that a little bit before. Now, I haven't heard any actual data or actual talk or conversation of why they're spoiling the ads. I'm just assuming that. I'm just jumping on that because I understand the industry a bit and I understand people. Even if you don't know the industry, if I spend this much money on something and I only get one use out of it.
Mm-hmm. You want to get your money's worth.
Yeah, it's the wedding dress scenario. That's what these ads are. It's the wedding dress scenario where are you gonna wear it just once, or are you gonna? I knew a person who went grocery shopping in their wedding dress because they wanted to get complete use out of it.
That's great.
Yeah,
I love that.
I'm gonna spend $7 million on this ad. I ain't playing it just once.
No way.
You're bombarded with this. They do it after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they do.
After the Super Bowl, we see these ads for months.
Mm-hmm.
Months. Mm-hmm. Some companies will use it for a year. Afterwards, because they spend so much on these.
Exactly.
Things.
Why not? And they put so much production into them. They're actually pretty cool.
Yeah. It's noteworthy, I think. It's a good note, Melissa.
I would love to
see. They're pretty good.
I would love to see the numbers on, like, because so it costs $7 million just to put it on the air. How much is it costing them to create the commercials?
Right.
That would be a fascinating.
Great point.
How much that costs.
How long are they working on it?
Exactly. I would think like a year or so before, like as soon as the Super Bowl ends, okay, we got to get working on next year, you know, something like that.
I would be taking notes while watching the ads this year.
Yeah.
And what's working, what isn't. Looking at the ads themselves, I feel like we've spoiled all the ads by now. I feel like they're all out there. Uber Eats already teased an ad with David and Victoria Beckham, who revealed that Jennifer Aniston would also be in it. David Schwimmer, Jelly Roll, and Usher are all in that one.
Jeez.
Bud Light has a Peyton Manning Post Malone ad. Let's see here. Dove's ad aims to keep girls in sports. That ad looks really good, by the way.
That looks cool, yeah.
My favorite ad so far is for Stoke, and I'm not saying you're right, Cold Brew Coffee. It's STOK, OX.
I don't know how to say that.
Yeah, it's a very popular coffee brand. It features Anthony Hopkins getting into character to play a mascot, and it's so good. It's so good.
Wow.
It's one of my favorite things I've ever seen Anthony Hopkins I've seen everything Anthony Hopkins has done.
You know, and that's
Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I'm talking about. Okay, how big of a paycheck do you have to, if Anthony Hopkins is going to do your ad, you bet you're going to have to pay him. Okay, you're going to have to pay him. Yeah. That's why I'm so curious about how much these things cost.
Yeah.
I'm just fascinated by it.
We will take a timeout right here. We'll come back and we're going to talk about Taylor Swift Super Bowl prop bets. We're going to talk about other prop bets, some of the weirder prop bets out there for the Super Bowl.
And please explain to me what that is.
Sure, yeah.
Should we just save that until tomorrow, and just you and I, Seth? Because I don't want to. I mean that realistically. I want to talk about this because I don't want to bore Melissa. And Melissa represents part of our audience that doesn't give a dang about sports.
That's true.
There are 100 people out there listening, and there's a lot more than that. But let's just say for you know, just 100 people. Well, by average, at least 30 to 40 people out there of that 100 don't care about sports
at all.
And I don't want to like waste our audience's time. I don't want to get into stuff if you guys ain't getting into it. So maybe we won't get into that now coming up next.
I'm curious, I guess.
Well, there we go. Maybe we got a little curiosity factor there.
We'll have some fun no matter what we're getting into. When we come back, we got good stuff coming up. I do want to get into a quarter of how many people are betting on the Super Bowl. We will talk about that because we got to talk a little betting, too.
That's interesting, yeah.
Want to get into that coming up. I'm plenty more right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
At One Rose Greenhouse in Wisconsin Rapids, when we think Valentine's Day, we think one rose or a dozen. You love them. From the show-stopping table centerpieces, the variety of long-stem roses, bouquets, and more, your loved one will not be disappointed. Plus, enter your love story on their Facebook page for a chance to win a bouquet for your honey. This Valentine's Day, stop by One Rose Greenhouse on Samson Street in Wisconsin Rapids for all your flower needs. And remember, one rose or a dozen.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlanta cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We smashed record highs yesterday, so why not again today? The number to beat is 51 degrees set back in 1987, and today's highs are expected to rise to the low 50s. Stuck under cloudy skies, though, and winds becoming breezy, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. It's 33 at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody.
Too many
teardrops. 96 of them, matter of fact.
That's what happens to Melissa when we talk about sports.
Yes, yes.
Just oh, come on. Half the time I'm just doing it to pick on you guys.
Oh, we know.
We have Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Let's continue a little bit of this talk with Super Bowl and talking about bets and just gambling in general, just getting into a lot of this and the how much this has changed in sports.
Oh, wow.
It used to be where if you bet on sports, as a fan, that's one thing. But betting in sports was something you didn't talk about.
Right.
It was something you did in the back alley. we all knew a guy.
Was it legal?
In most states, no.
No.
No. That's why you had to go to a bookie, someone who took bets illegally. Yeah, it was not legal in most states.
But money continues to reign supreme, and everything has a price, and including the NFL, including sports
in general.
And now gambling is pretty okay in most every state.
Just about.
DraftKings is one of the biggest companies in the world, in America at the very least, and it is only growing. And these worlds have melded now, and now you're never. We talk about this a lot with politics. You're never going to get the money out of politics now. They messed that up. They ruined it. You're going to have a better luck getting water out of your body than getting that. But we have to adjust as we go forward here. Okay, if we can't fix that part of the problem, how can we make it so that money doesn't run politics? How can we make it so that when we were, the thing, every little kid in America can grow up to be president. Well, how do we make that still a true thing, a true statement when we have money in politics and we have people that we see who's running for office? People with money. How many poor people are running for office? How many people and how much do these people actually represent us? Mm-hmm. How much do you actually have in common with the three candidates that are still left? Like that, how much are you alike with them? How much do you think they represent you? A lot of this. Well, it's very similar with sports, with the bleeding in of money and that, and obviously gambling. You've got a lot of people that are into sports right now. They don't care about sports. They care about fantasy sports.
Mm-hmm.
So they're into that. And that brought a ton of people into the industry and only helped football rise up to the top of the game.
Yep.
Now with gambling, that has only added to that audience.
Yeah.
So now you have the fantasy fans, you have the gamblers in there.
And those are very closely connected to each other, the fantasy and the gambling,
And look what the NFL got to throw on top of that, the Taylor effect. you throw all of this in the pot, you throw all of that in there, and woo, you've got yourself something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of gumbo you got, I don't know. But you got some gumbo right there. You've got something. And according to a new American Gaming Association survey, a record 67.8 million Americans are expected to bet on the Super Bowl.
Wow.
That's 26% of U.S. adults. That's also a 35%. Wow. It's also a 35% increase from last year.
Yeah. Wow.
Overall,
35%. That's
huge. Yeah.
Overall, people plan to wager a total of $23.1 billion on the big game, which is up from $16 billion last year.
Oh, my gosh.
46% of gamblers will make wagers online. 36% just put some money on casually with friends. Mm-hmm. 24% will participate in office pools, like those square competitions.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
14% will go to an actual bookie. And 11% of people place bets on physical sports books.
Wow, 14% are still going to bookies?
Some people,
nice to see they haven't gone out of business.
Yeah,
there's nobody, still a few of them out there.
Nobody thinks about the poor bookie.
The poor bookies.
The poor bookie. For the record, bettors are nearly split on the outcome of the game. 47% planning to bet on Kansas City Chiefs and 44% planning to bet on the Niners. More people are betting on the Chiefs because they are underdogs.
Yes, and the payoff is better. Yeah,
right. And I think all of this is noteworthy for many, many reasons. One of them being, hey, did they raise minimum wage? Did the average household income in America rise in the last year?
Suddenly have more money?
Yeah. Let me double check here. No. Oh, wait a minute. In fact, it's actually gone down.
Oh boy.
So how does this work? Where we're doing more and more gambling than we've ever done, spending more and more on gambling than we've ever done, but yet our average household income is down. Like, how does that? Well, gee, what?
All or nothing.
Exactly. We've got how many Americans out there that are living check to check that are looking at this as their retirement plan?
Saving grace.
Sadly, yes.
Pay attention to who you're voting for, people. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to who you're putting in office.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I personally am not voting for anybody that is not in favor of raising minimum wage.
Yep.
That's good. I put my line in the sand.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. I'm done. I'm done playing games. I'm done with these political games and all that. I am so dang sick and tired of these politicians playing games with our lives that they have no idea what it's like. Look at the three candidates we've got right now. How many of them got dirt under their nails? How many of them know what it is like to live? I'm not talking about that they didn't have rough lives growing up or whatever they did when they were young. I'm talking about in the last 20 to 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially the rust-colored one that's never had dirt under his nails once in his life. Okay? Like, they don't represent us. They're not. They don't look like us. They don't seem like us. They don't act like us. Like, how are they supposed to represent us?
Mm-hmm.
If we want them to, we need to pull them to our level. We need to make sure that they see where we're at. And how do you make them see us? Our vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than you vote with your money. You want to help a local business, you put money into it.
Mm-hmm.
That's your vote. You're investing in them. We're doing the same thing with politics.
Yep.
That's our mightiest weapon we have. And we choose this. We choose who goes into office.
Yep.
We are the ones in power here. We are the ones with the control. We the people, not them. Don't let them twist that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them make you think it's different. A dictatorship? Any American that is okay with a dictatorship, then I've never said this once in my life. And I've been told this in my life. Hey, go back to your country. Go back to this or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the fact that I was born in Illinois. And
You've been here your whole life.
I've never even been outside of the country. But you get thrown that stuff. Well, okay, you want a dictatorship? Cuba's looking for you. Go ahead and try to check one out. Yeah. You think it's okay to have a dictatorship? We can't mess around with this anymore.
No.
Like, we got to put our foot down on this one. How much are we going to take? Minimum wage, child care, these things matter.
Healthcare.
This stuff matters. Affordable housing. Pay attention to who you were voting for.
Mm-hmm.
And prop bets, Melissa, you were asking about that.
Yes, what is a prop bet?
A prop bet or a proposition bet is a type of side wager on parts of a game or events that may have nothing to do with the final outcome. Examples of popular prop bets range from picking the first player to record a touchdown in the game or how long the national anthem will last.
And this year it's going to be how many times does Taylor Swift appear on TV?
That's going to be a big one.
Right, that kind of thing. So just to answer the question, you know, what a prop bet is.
Thank you for clearing that up for me. I'd probably be more interested in something like that than actually betting on the teams playing.
I think that's why. Yeah, exactly. I think that's why a lot of people do that, because it's just a fun way to do a little extra.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a gambling woman.
Yeah, no.
It's just not my thing.
Let's take a look at the... tomorrow we'll look at some of the weirder prop bets out there. I want to take a look quickly at the Taylor Swift prop bets. let's just call it the Taylor effect, is what I'm calling. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know.
Why not?
Other people, I'm sure, are calling it that, too.
Yeah.
There are already Taylor Swift Super Bowl prop bets being offered, like, will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor after the game?
Oh, jeez.
There's only 8% chance of that happening, partially because he probably wouldn't do it after a loss, and the Chiefs are underdogs.
So, yeah. But still 8%? That seems pretty high to me. But,
I mean, they've been together, what, like 4 months now?
Yeah, exactly.
This is just the most...
I don't even know.
They're not even listening to them. They're like, Travis Kelce's like, hey, we're just having fun.
Yeah.
We're just hanging out. Yeah. Basically is what he's saying. It's like, come on.
If you're listening to both of them, both of them have made it very clear. This is they're enjoying themselves. They're having fun, but they're not taking it too serious yet or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Will Taylor be shown during the National national anthem. There's a 66.67% chance of this, not surprisingly.
Wow.
That's high.
I don't feel like if Reba McEntire's out there singing the national anthem, I don't think you should have any other singer on screen. Like, I don't care who's doing the national anthem. Right. I feel like that's a little insulting almost.
Right.
Like,
Well, it would not matter if they did what I have constantly told them to do. No one should be doing the national anthem except for barbershop quartets and jazz groups. get the single person out of there. We need groups. They did it for the AFC title game. Yeah, they had a choir that did it, and they did an amazing job. And I'm like, yes, this is what we need. We need more of this.
Well, because there's so much more you can do with multiple voices.
Exactly. Like, yes. Make it sound really cool, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not all on one person. I mean, half the time we shred the person who's up there doing it. I like that. I like that idea a lot.
Well, and nobody can do it better than Whitney Houston. Sorry.
Yeah. Whitney's was
iconic.
Amazing.
Yep.
It's iconic. I don't disagree with you, Melissa. I'm a fan of Marvin Gaye's national anthem at the All-Star game back in 88 or 86 or whatever it was way in the early 80s or whatever.
Yeah, right.
That's been my... That's
I was
always,
widow then.
Yeah, me
yes,
too.
You were.
Yeah, I just remember... It's one of my earlier memories.
Oh, cool.
and I just love that moment, but I'm also a Marvin Gaye guy, so I mean, obvious. I'm biased.
There you go.
Will the MVP of the game mention Taylor? Jeez. Dear God. There's only a 22% chance of that because it would almost have to be Travis. It would have to be Travis Kelce being MVP, and he only has a fourth best odds to get that honor.
Yeah.
He's behind Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey for the odds of getting the MVP stat.
And what do they talk to the MVP at the end of the game? Because you don't get that status until the game's done.
Right.
Famously, at the end of the game, they will ask, hey, Patrick Mahomes, you just won the Super Bowl. I'm going to Disneyland. And, you know, and then he says that and stuff.
And then they talks a little bit about the win. The only thing that I can see other than, you know, like Travis Kelce maybe mentioning something if he's the MVP, if the 49ers win and they're doing it, you know, kind of as a wink and a nod kind of thing. Like, thanks to Taylor. Yeah, good luck for us, you know, kind of thing. Something like that.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, Brock Purdy wins the MVP and he's shouting out Taylor Swift. Oh, that'd be hilarious.
That would be funny.
Thanks for all the extra eyeballs, Taylor.
Yeah.
Thanks for the distraction. Whatever. Real quick, just want to touch on a couple of quick things here before we go to our news break. Big thank you to the best listeners and radio. Got some really great feedback from people yesterday about our interviews with our mayoral candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. Appreciate them joining us. Thank you to Tom Muse and Nicholas Palmquist for joining us yesterday on Midday Magazine. If you missed it, catch it on the Civic Media website. Just go to civicmedia.us. Look at our shows, and it's right up there on Midday Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I really do appreciate the time from them and appreciate you guys taking the time to shout out, to reach out to me and let me know that you appreciated the interviews and liked them. Thank you. That means more than I can say, more than I can put into words. I appreciate it. Also want to send a shout out to Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Did a great job at the Merrill Forum yesterday. I heard good things.
Yeah.
Encourage you to subscribe to their YouTube page. Type in there WRCM, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Subscribe to their page and keep up to date on all the great work they are doing.
Indeed. They're awesome.
We'll come back and we're going to talk a little bit about the most inspirational women. Got a recent poll asked women to name the most inspirational famous women.
All right.
We will get into that. And I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the next production from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, The Glass Menagerie.
Mm.
I feel like you guys know somebody that might be involved in
a little
that.
Bit.
You got
just
a connection
a little bit.
To it. So.
Yeah, maybe. A little connection.
We'll find out about that connection
when
we come up. Coming up here on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering letting prosecutors have more time to bring charges for serious crimes. For now, prosecutors have 1 year to bring an accused offender to court. A new bill would extend that to 3 years. Supporters say it can take longer than a year to match DNA evidence to a suspect. Opponents say the state should hire more crime lab workers to make the job faster. People starting new farms in Wisconsin are encouraged to consider leasing land instead of buying. Steve Okunik is with the University of Wisconsin Extension. He says leasing land is often easier for startups.
Especially if you're a new person coming into a neighborhood, it can be very difficult. It comes down to networking.
Nationwide, the number of new farmers with less than 5 years of experience has gone up by 17%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Registration is open now for the Wood County Housing Summit. This event, taking place at Mid-State Technical College in Wisconsin Rapids, is open to everyone.
If you're a concerned citizen, if you are a renter, a homeowner, somebody who is a landlord, property manager.
That's Kaylee Mengel, the Public Health Policy and Communication Coordinator for the Wood County Health Department. The Housing Summit is March 7th from 9:30 to 3:30 at Mid-State.
And it applies to people who are homeless, too. So yes. This is just our way of bringing people together so we can talk, we can learn about success stories in our state and then find solutions.
There are a limited number of seats available and registration closes on February 19th. You can visit healthypeoplewoodcounty.org to register or find the link on their Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
More changes in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have hired a new linebackers coach. Anthony Campanile spent the last four seasons with the Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have named Joe Barry their new linebackers coach. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers in Ann Arbor to face the Michigan Wolverines. Then on Saturday, they're on the road against Rutgers. NBA, the Bucks losing in Phoenix, 114-106. Giannis led the game with 34 points, but the Bucks were shorthanded due to injuries. Strange situation. The NBA named Doc Rivers the head coach of the Eastern Conference team with the upcoming All-Star game, even though Adrian Griffin was the head coach when the team had the second best record in the conference. Doc Rivers suggesting he give the check and ring to Griffin.
Well, Adrian's going to get some money, that's for sure, and a ring. Other than me, maybe I'll send my staff.
Shaq had this to say on TNT.
Like he said, it's one of those quirky things. Accidental. I like his response.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The sound of Motown Soul is coming to Wisconsin Rapids. The Arts Council is proud to present the signature singing, dancing, and spectacle of Uptown. Thursday, February 8th at 7:30, experience a high-energy family show combining new school looks with old school classics. Learn more at UptownOfficial.com or SaberTheArts.com. Let us entertain you.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again!
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We smashed record highs yesterday, so why not again today? The number to beat is 51 degrees set back in 1987, and today's highs are expected to rise to the low 50s. Stuck under cloudy skies, though, and winds becoming breezy, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. It's 33 at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR.
It was an early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn.
It's Melissa's song. Up before the dawn.
Up before the dawn, all right. We appreciate you, Melissa.
Tell me about it. Kevin still hasn't made my coffee.
Come on, darn Kevin. Cat. Come on, Kevin. Grow some thumbs already. Come on. Melissa, Seth and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Got good things lined up. Take you right to the top of the hour we'll get into. Right now, I want to talk about this recent poll. A recent poll asked 2,000 women, evenly split by generation, to name the most inspirational famous women in their lives.
Wow.
And I want to look at this list, and here is the top 10, how it shook out, and it is in order of the way this ranked.
Okay, all right.
So I want to start at 10. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift.
She's number 10.
She's number 10 on this list.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's a fair place once you hear some of these other names. Mm-hmm. I think that's a very fair place. And I think it's pretty, you know, 10 is nothing to sneeze at here. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's a pretty good thing to be at.
To have made the list. Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah.
At number 9, Selena Gomez.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Very interesting.
And I think that has not so much to do with her singing career or her acting career. I think it has to do with her honesty about her like medical problems, mm-hmm. Dealing with anxiety mm-hmm. and depression, being very open and honest about that. I think a lot of people have been empowered by her talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Before I even knew who she was, really, before Murders in a Building or anything like that, I've had students tell me that they were inspired by her. Mm-hmm. Other Latin girls, other girls that mm-hmm. look like her and everything. And that was what the Waverly Show she did or something like
Wizards
that.
Wizards of Waverly Place. Okay, yeah, Disney.
Like,
yeah,
that show, like a lot of little kids, especially
they grew up
girls.
On that. Yeah.
I really got influenced by that one. Serena Williams at number 8.
Oh, that's cool.
First of all, of course, noteworthy. Serena Williams, I think you could make the argument, is the greatest tennis player I've ever, of all time.
Yep.
Like, period. But she's certainly the best I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Like, men, mm-hmm. women don't matter. And I grew up on tennis. I grew up in the heart, like, I think in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Man, tennis was king. It was amazing.
So we had the big U.S. players. Yeah, yeah, that have
Agassi,
seemed to disappear.
Sampras, all of these yep. guys mm-hmm. and stuff. And I've seen them all, and nobody compares to Serena Williams. Not even close.
She won 23 Grand Slams.
Yeah. And granted, her career has also, you know, had to do with a bit of off the field stuff mm-hmm. when it comes to not to her fault, but she wears this outfit at Wimbledon and how dare she, or she dances at Wimbledon and how she dare she. She represents something that not a lot of people can wrap their minds around, mm-hmm. where she came, her and her sister came from and all of that. Like, I can't imagine like many other more inspirational stories than mm-hmm. hers.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just realized how much people try to take the fun out of sports.
Yeah.
Think about this. You know, like, you can't do
don't
this.
Dance.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do, you know, yeah, you can't watch a home run after. You can't flip your bat. No, no, you can't do that. No fun allowed here. No fun.
Meanwhile, the people complaining and whining about that stuff have never done anything, like, even close to what these
no.
athletes do. Not even close.
No, no.
Like, don't give me that you were in junior high football, okay? Like,
thanks, Al Bundy. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Al. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, unless you have actually done any of these things, I mean, you can have your opinions, you can have your thoughts,
yeah, right.
sure, but do they matter? Accept
them? No.
Yeah, do they carry any weight?
Exactly.
You know? I don't know.
She and her sister revolutionized women's tennis.
100%.
Well said. Queen Elizabeth II at number 7.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Just like anybody else on this list, there is going to be gray area. There is going to be areas that we could, you know, certainly dissect and get into.
Sure.
But there's also, this is to me, I'm focusing on the impact.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, mm-hmm. nobody on this list has a legacy like that, that stretches mm-hmm. that amount of time.
No, it's amazing.
96 years.
Wow.
If you look at what she did during World War II alone, like, she mm-hmm. belongs on this list, let alone yep. everything else that she and her family went through and have done and mm-hmm. have done all in the public eye.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She has been in the public eye since the day she was born.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, again, another one of those things where yep. I'm not asking people to feel sorry for this or anything like that, but to understand that we don't understand. Like,
we've never lived in that lifestyle. Yeah. We don't know what it's like.
Yeah.
She was the longest serving monarch in British history.
That's right.
And will be. Like, probably,
I honestly don't see anyone else doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a Cal Ripken record right there. I don't know anybody breaking that one. Beyonce comes in at number 6.
Yeah. Another really remarkable woman and career, man. I mean, she's something else.
Game changer.
Yeah.
Like, in an industry where, how do you change that game, you know, as an artist? What do you mm-hmm. do differently in everything? Not only has she been on top and done, like, you know, best-selling albums and singles and all this. She did it with a band, did it solo, can sing, can dance, can do all these things at a 10.
Run a business.
But that album that she came out with where she talked about Jay-Z's, you know, in the proper, you know, fooling around on her and everything.
Uh-huh.
Like the Lemonade album, like all of that, like just game changing with the honesty and the vulnerability and all of that.
Wow.
She also, she's done something very, very like the Taylor Swift actually started doing once Beyonce started doing, where, hey, you know, I'm an artist. I got an album coming out. Billy Joel just had an album coming out. Hype, leading up to the album. Hype. I got to make sure that people know this album's coming out. Beyonce, album drop.
Didn't know boom. It was coming.
Hey, boom, album drop. There you go, kids. Have fun with that.
Yes.
Like, to think about that. In this world, in this industry, where everything is marketing, everything is hype, and this woman, the queen bee, like all she's got to do is just drop it. Just drop that. I'm just going to set that right here and watch it blow up.
Yep.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Incredible. There's no other artist that can do that. No. Taylor Swift can try to do that and probably do very well mm-hmm. with it. But mm-hmm. Taylor Swift just spent her moment on the Grammys, letting everybody know that she was going to drop an album. Like,
yeah.
She has to still do that.
Yep.
Beyonce don't have to do that. Like, that's incredible. That's amazing. And number five on this list, I think probably I'd have to say my favorite poet of all time, Maya Angelou.
Oh.
Hmm.
I love that Maya Angelou is not a, I don't know, you know, hasn't been talked about maybe in years mm-hmm. in the public eye and these things, but her work and her legacy is in stone.
You know, oh, yes. If you were asked, you know, there's a handful of writers, what is an American writer?
Mm.
And I think you can do, like Mark Twain is on that list
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
a few others. Maya Angelou is on the top of that list. Mm. Or towards yes. the top of yes. that list.
Yeah.
She is a authentic American writer.
Mm.
She's mm. our own. We can all claim her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Oprah Winfrey comes in at number four.
No shocker there.
Yep.
No shocker.
Oprah belongs on this list. Oprah is so big. We can move on. Like, we don't have to.
What do we have
like,
to say about yeah, Oprah like, that hasn't been said already?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
We know she
she's
is.
She's amazing. She's huge. Yeah. Yeah. And number three, Michelle Obama.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Yeah. She's still that high on the list. That's amazing.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
Really fascinating. Wow.
It's interesting to think of her legacy and how, like, we don't have this very often, if at all, in American presidential history, where the first lady, her legacy is going to go down almost as strongly, if not stronger, than her husband's.
Mm-hmm. There's a good chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
It's nothing against President Obama. It's mm-hmm. nothing against him.
No.
It's not his work. Right? It's just so impressive what she has done and how she really took the mantle of being first lady and looked at what the what Roosevelt's, what the, some of the other first ladies in history did.
The ones that were very active. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Barbara Bush, some of these people
yep,
and stuff
yep.
and really took the ball and ran with mm-hmm. it. At number two, Princess Diana.
Still
up there.
Wow.
Not just up there, right at number two. That's
wow.
incredible.
How inspirational was she? My goodness.
I feel fortunate to have been alive to have seen her,
mm-hmm.
To have seen her what she did and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What's so fascinating to me about these last two ladies on this list, Princess Diana and who we're going to say at number one, these are not artists. These are not musicians. These are not actors. These aren't any of those things like a lot of the other people on our list. They're not entertainers. So what if you don't know them, well, why do they belong on the list? And then you start to look into what Princess Diana did with her stature, mm-hmm. with her place in society,
right.
with the whole world staring at her, what she did. And she didn't try to sell handbags. She didn't do did you see Princess Diana doing any advertising? Did you see her in any commercials or anything like that? No. But you knew who she was because she was sitting there at a time when nobody would be in a room with somebody with HIV. She's sitting there holding a person with HIV. She's actually going out there and like literally with people. I don't think that if you weren't if you didn't see it for yourself, you can really understand what the heart this woman had. And I don't know, people can get mad at me if you want for this one, but the closest thing that our generation may have had to Mother Teresa. And I'm sorry if that offends anybody. I'm not trying to, but we don't have a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
We don't. Who's the Princess Diana right now? Who's the person right now that we can go out there and say, oh, they're doing some good.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. Look at what they're doing. How they're out there with people with COVID or people with this or something like that. Like, we don't have anybody else like that, man. And we didn't have anybody like Mother Teresa right. from Mother Teresa. So it's the closest we got, I think.
Consider this. Okay, she was not from royalty. I mean, yeah, she was from a well-to-do family in England, and everything. Good. And she kind of knew, I mean, she had to know.
Earldom.
Yeah, exactly. But she had to know something of what was going to happen. But there's no way you can prepare for that kind of scrutiny, for that kind of the lens being on you so much.
Ooh, and she had a nickname of Shy Die. Because she was just shy and demure.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And she stepped in, like you said, she stepped into that role and did what she could with the pressure that was into a and what turned into a lousy situation for her in her marriage and her personal life was out there for everybody. I mean, yeah. I imagine having to deal with all that. And she still did these other things. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. While struggling herself.
Yep.
I mean, she had low self-esteem. She had eating disorders. She had, you know, a lot of personal struggles as well.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And gone way too young because of a bunch of people wanted to know what she was wearing that day or who she was in that car with.
Exactly.
And one of the biggest insults we continue to do to her legacy is every time you watch TMZ, every time you pull up a National Enquirer, anytime you look at any of that stuff, anything paparazzi related, you are insulting her legacy, in my opinion. I don't do this with any other entertainment. You want to watch reality TV, you want to watch game shows, whatever you watch, entertainment's entertainment. To each their own. Don't let anybody judge you. Except this. This is the one thing for me that I will die on this hill. The TMZs, the paparazzis of the world, they've killed people. What are we doing? Mm-hmm. Quit giving them money. Quit watching their shows. That's the only reason they're around. Quit doing it. Just quit. Just quit. Just stop. Just quit giving these people money and make them get a real job. Make them actually work for a living. I know that a lot of people like to throw that around nowadays. Hey, get a real job. Hey, work. Well, work. Get a real job. Number one on this list, and very deservingly, Rosa Parks.
Wow.
Mm.
That's amazing. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty impressive.
That's incredibly impressive.
And keep in mind, everybody, a lot of young people, we're talking 16 to 25, answered on this list, and that's who they chose.
That's really cool.
It's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive.
Mm. We'll take a break. We're going to come back with a local good story of the day, talk a little WRCT. And then we got a That Ain't Right story that's an American That Ain't Right story.
Ooh.
And plenty more coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's no joke. A big announcement naming Radetzky's No Joke Dairy near Stratford as a future host of the state's Farm Technology Days.
Technology sharing, celebration of agriculture.
Matt Lippert with the UW Division of Extension. He says the Radetzky Farm is operated by the family's fifth generation and looks forward to opening their doors to the public.
Certainly an honor. Family success. And modernization and history and pride in what they're doing. So yeah, it's a very fun event.
An event that moves to a different part of the state every year.
Other states also have similar events, but ours is one of the very few that actually does rotate. Goes to different counties, so obviously different host farms.
It could bring more than 40,000 people to the central Wisconsin area in the summer of 2026. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We smashed record highs yesterday, so why not again today? The number to beat is 51 degrees set back in 1987, and today's highs are expected to rise to the low 50s. Stuck under cloudy skies, though, and winds becoming breezy, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Right now, it's 35.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back. To let you know, I can really shake them down. Do you love me? I can really move. Do you love me?
Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great one. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. Good stuff lined up for you. One of our good stories of the day we'll get to in a second, but I did want to touch on one That Ain't Right story, and it is going on in Nevada, where Nevada had chosen none of these candidates to represent them on the board. Look into that one, everybody. Encourage you to. with the Nikki Haley appearing to lose decisively to the option, none of these candidates. It wasn't just Nikki Haley that they. It was also former President Trump that was also on there. And nope, nobody. None of these candidates.
So neither of them.
None of them. None of these candidates.
That was Nevada?
And that was in Nevada.
That was in Nevada? Yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's...
That's hilarious.
It's
and sad.
It's sad and
it's
hilarious.
It's sad and hilarious at the same time, ones, yeah.
Let's get to a good story of the day, and it involves our Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. First up, want to let you know that they have their musical theater karaoke night coming up February 9th from 6 to 10.
It's on Friday.
Yeah, what a fun idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Shout out to Gretchen and the board over there and mm-hmm. coming up with some great stuff. That is a really cool idea.
I think it's show tunes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep.
And they will have from 6 to 8 kid-friendly, adult supervision required, and then from 8 to 10 adults only. So it's they're going to have karaoke for the kids.
So bring out your Avenue Q and Book of Mormon songs for that.
Nice.
And then you can sing those ones.
Oh, wow. Avenue Q, good reference. and sticking with theater, of course, The Glass Menagerie is going to be premiering March 1st. We are getting closer and closer to it. We have co-director Seth Habhager along with Beth. We have Seth with us right now, and Melissa is one of the actors in the show.
Mm-hmm.
How are things going this week, you guys?
They're good. I'm 2 for 2. Got Melissa to flip me off a couple of times already, so I'm doing well with her. No,
you asked for that one.
No, we got all of our filming in on Monday. We were able to do that. By the way, they're going to be here soon. A big shout out to Wisconsin Rapids Community Media for letting us use their camera. Joe was great helping us get everything set up, and big shout out to Gretchen, who was our camera person. She did a lot of help. Helped a lot with that, and Joe also offered his editing software.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's community awesome. Media, which I'm sure is very cool and very nice. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm gonna have to take him up on that because I can't wait. I kind of want to use it. So it'll be fun.
Have fun with that.
But other than that, no, we had a great rehearsal last night, and it's really starting to come together. So I'm really happy with where everything's at right now.
Melissa, how you feeling?
Good. Yeah. I just wanted to also tag on to what Seth was saying. Mm-hmm. Joe did our interviews also on Monday, and so those will be coming out soon to help promote the show, and there'll be some B-roll, so you'll get a little sneak peek of what our stage is looking like mm-hmm. so far, and you know what our characters are wearing, which is kind of cool. We got mm-hmm. some fun costumes. And tonight we are going to be off book act one.
That's right.
Whoa.
It's the true test of how our lines are coming along.
Bring my writing crop.
Yes.
Old school director.
I'm going to come equipped with something more than just my fingers, apparently.
It's a great writing crop sound effect you got there. Wow, that's a good one. The Glass Menagerie, the Tennessee Williams classic being directed by Beth and Seth Habhager, premieres March 1st. Be sure to check that out and get your tickets and find out more information at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. We're going to get the behind the look scenes of this, of the making of and all that as we continue on and we get closer and closer to opening night. Appreciate you all playing along with that and having some fun and letting our audience know a little of behind the curtain, literally.
Behind the curtain.
We got good stuff lined up for you today in Midday Magazine. We have an hour with Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker, and Sean's bringing in Suzanne Wagner, and we're excited about talking to Sean. Love talking to Sean. One of my favorite people to talk to. Really happy to have Lieutenant Susan Wagner with us. We appreciate her and what she does for our community. Lola the therapy dog's going to be here, guys.
Oh no, we got a dog. Oh, yes. James is on. He's going crazy.
He's gone for the hour.
I've got so many questions for Lola. I have so many. I cannot wait to ask Lola. And look, I'm not...
Can Lola sit in my lap? Can I pet Lola for an hour?
Yes. I'm going to ask her if I could do these things. I'm not sure.
All right.
We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a great hour. Be sure to join us this afternoon from 3 to 4 for that. A little later this afternoon, Badgers men's basketball, UW at Michigan. Woo, that's a big one. It's going to be a good
big
game.
Big 10.
5 o'clock, our pregame will start up for that one. Be sure to check it out, everybody. And it is Wednesday.
What
does that mean again?
B-I-N-G-O.
Bingo. Yes. Thank you, Melissa. Yes. It's bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 430 West Jackson Street. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. And don't forget, they've got their big fish fry coming up for Lent on every Friday coming up. So keep that in mind, too.
Fish fry.
Yeah.
Huge shout out to our friends at the Elks Lodge, putting back into this community like few others. We appreciate our friends over at the Elks Lodge. Want to remind everybody, coming up this Monday, Lincoln High School has their band concert going on at the Wisconsin Rapids Performing Arts Center, 16th Street South. Freshman and concert band will be at 6:30. Wind Symphony will be at 7:30.
Ooh, cool.
It's It's going to be a good one.
Come out and support our students and their musical endeavors.
Exactly.
We got more school concerts coming up. We'll talk about pretty soon here as we get closer to them. Remind everybody that the 10th anniversary of the Southwood County Empty Bowls is coming up. Empty Bowls is a great, great opportunity for you to put back into your community and to get a free bowl and enjoy. Have a good time out.
Yeah.
Delicious soup.
Saturday, February 17th from 11 to 2. Some of our great local chefs and businesses are a part of this.
11 different restaurants.
That's so cool.
It is so cool. Big shout out to all of them. We'll talk more about this next week as we get closer to it. But I want to remind everybody that this is going to take place at Focus at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They're going to have a basket raffle and plenty more. You can find out more by going to focusofswc@org.com. That's focusofswc@org.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Uptown, coming to town, everybody.
Ooh, that's tomorrow.
Hey, tomorrow.
This amazing band is going to be coming to town from Humble Beginnings in Harlem, NYC. Uptown brings their funk and brings their action and their soul town, their all this to our town. 7:30 tomorrow at the Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $39, $10 for students. You can find out more about the band and get a preview at uptownofficial.com or go to savortheArts.com to get your tickets and find out more.
Yeah.
A big thank you to Sally and Eric and the whole gang over there for joining us. You could check out the interview that they did with us on the morning show here. Mm-hmm. That was a really fun time. Mm-hmm. That's a great one. Be sure to check that out at civicmedia.us. And you can go for free. You can go right now.
Hey. For free?
Yeah. Woo-hoo. We got one set of tickets left. Call up and join the conversation and get those tickets. Just give us one of your favorite Motown songs. One of your favorite Motown songs.
There's so many to choose from. So many.
Great week of shows, you guys. Melissa, thanks so much. You have a good week.